Hello children, today we'll be doing History Civics for class 6. We will be doing the fourth chapter, the Chinese Civilization, from your textbook. I will be giving you a brief description about the chapter, so listen carefully. The first emperor of China was King Shi Wang, who was born in 259 BCE. Around 1800 BCE, a civilization arose in China along the river Wang Ho. The river provided water for cultivation of crops. Wang Ho is also called the sorrow of China because it often changed its course after floods and destroying crops and a lot of irrigational canals. Despite these incidents, the ancient Chinese still depended heavily on Wang Ho. The Shang dynasty united a major part of China under one ruler. Then the Chao dynasty succeeded the Shangs in the 12th century BCE. Next we come to society. The king held the highest position in the society. Then came the nobles who assisted the king. Merchants, craftsmen and farmers were next. Family lived in small clans. Family was a very important unit. The head of the family was highly respected. Children respected their elders. Religion. People worshipped the forces of nature. Ancestor worship was common. It was believed that after death, a human being turned into a powerful soul which had to be worshipped. Oracles and priests were highly respected. Later, many people accepted Confucianism and Taoism as the religion. Confucianism was a philosophy preached by Confucius, a famous thinker and preacher, and Taoism was also a philosophy based on the teaching of Lao Tzu, who lived a little before Confucius. Occupation. A majority of people practiced agriculture. Rice, wheat, barley, sorghum, millet, soybean, and tea were the main crops. China was the only source of tea for the rest of the world. Sericulture. The Chinese were the first to make silk. They reared silkworms on mulberry trees. Silk still remained the chief item of export. The Chinese craftsmen specialized in metalwork. Bronze casting was highly developed. People made beautiful statues, weapons, and bronze vessels decorated with figures of animals and dragons. They also knew iron smelting. The Chinese also made beautiful glazed pottery from porcelain. These vessels, called chinaware, had a glossy surface and were decorated with pictures and other colorful designs. China was also rich in timber, so timber was used to construct buildings. The palace walls were made of polished wood. The Chinese also crafted beautiful objects of wood inlaid with ivory. Next we come to trade. China had trade relations with Egypt, Mesopotamia, Persia, now in modern Iran, and India. Silk, chinaware, tea, and paper were the main items of export. Major achievements. Architecture. The Great Wall of China is the greatest architectural achievement of the Chinese. It was built in the 3rd century BCE to keep the northern borders safe from tribal attacks. It is about 8,850 kilometers long. It runs over mountains, plains, and deserts. There are nearly 10,000 watchtowers spread across the entire length of the wall. Soldiers lived in these towers and kept a watch on enemy activities. The Chinese also built many pagodas. These were temples where followers of Buddhism prayed. Sciences. The Chinese contributed to almost all branches of science. They used both solar and lunar calendars. They could predict eclipses and appearance of comets. They also invented the seismograph to record earthquakes, magnetic compass, gunpowder, wheelbarrow, umbrella, and kite. Lastly, we come to the script. The Chinese script is in the form of pictures. Each picture represents a word or an idea. The script is written from top to bottom. Being a very difficult script, education remained only for the privileged selected few people, and literacy did not spread among the masses. The Chinese wrote on bamboo plates, animal bones, and on silk cloth with a brush made of camel hair. It made the writing look like a painting. Later, the Chinese began to write on paper. The Chinese civilization that developed in China was a very advanced civilization. It contributed to the progress of humankind. Thank you, children.